Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for that. Want to thank Evan Thomas. He gets us up and running and twitching every morning. Motivated, I should add. And really, thanks to everyone. A lot of fun calls and texts and emails.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Friday, June 2nd.
No question. Thanks to our executive producer. Thanks for putting up with David's insults. He is Dustin William Rhodes.
I logged a lot of miles training for that day, and I downed a lot of donuts. Little chocolate donuts. They taste good, and they've got the sugar I need to get me going in the morning. That's why little chocolate donuts have been on my training table since I was a kid.
Little chocolate donuts. The donuts of champions.
It's an old John Belushi moment from SNL. Thank you, Brandon. Thank you, Brandon Fryer, for all your hard work.
It's if all goes, Father, we play tomorrow, it's going to affect him. I cannot wait to play you tomorrow. You be sending me videos of your swing. Be FaceTime me. You know dudes don't FaceTime each other. That's inappropriate.
Really?
Dudes don't FaceTime each other.
That's right.
Dudes don't FaceTime each other.
All right, Chuck.
Okay, just telling you.
Chuck is crazy. And Brandon, are you doing interpretive dance, I believe, this weekend, right? We should all go.
Yeah,
and
me and my daughter, we're going to dance. I'm in a recital.
Look,
so yeah,
you.
I'm looking forward to it.
That's outstanding.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's
she's
great.
3 years old, so we're going
oh,
fine.
Man, that's beautiful.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
You got all the steps down? Or?
Yeah, we've been practicing. I got my baseball jersey. I forget what the song is. Look at me. I'm in center field. I don't know. What
center field by
John
Fogerty?
There it is.
John
Fogerty? There it is. That's the song.
You're dancing with John Fogerty?
Yeah, we're dancing and dressing up in White Sox gear. It's going to be nice.
Nice. We need video of this.
We'll have video.
I think you'll be the best people dressed in White Sox gear this weekend.
Yeah, they might take it literally. Cool. They might actually put them out there.
Yeah. we got the great Lawrence Holmes. Yes. And Dan.
What's up, guys?
How about those NBA finals, huh? Wasn't that fun? Wow, it's going on.
Adam Silver loves your promo.
How about his promo? Huh?
That was
tune in next week.
That was ominous.
Yes.
That was very scary stuff.
Oh yeah, we've uncovered some things, but we can't get into that right now.
Yeah. Oh wait, well you wouldn't believe that.
I'm glad they didn't though. I'm glad
there'll be time for that.
Yeah, there'll be plenty of time.
Well, I mean, it feels like people have already kind of not dismissed Jokic and the Nuggets, but even after they won the Western Conference Final, it was like, well, you know, LeBron might be retiring. Meanwhile, we are watching one of the all-time greats.
That was incredible.
Ply his trade and go out there and just play the game at such a different speed.
And then shrug.
And like, then shrug.
And thank you very much, everybody. I mean, we said this about Giannis, and I think it's true about Jokic, but when you're a superstar and you're that and you maintain that kind of humility, it makes you even more likable.
Well, his game, the humility of his game, to go out there and the first time he's in the finals, you know, not say, wait till you see what I can do. Say, hey, watch, I'm going to just take the game as it comes. You would think, I mean, I know just myself, I would be desperate to be good and try to be good. And he just lets everything happen and lets it come to him. And, you know, it's really hard to play any kind of zone defense when you got a guy like him in the middle of the other team.
It's
just really hard.
In the NBA, it should always be hard to play zone defense.
I agree.
For a lot of
reasons.
But
it isn't.
Well,
check
it isn't. On
check out the Celtics.
Well, because they were stupid. That's why. The Celtics, they had a brief spasm of ability, understanding as
well,
how to attack.
They didn't get any smarter either.
Yeah, that's Brad Stevens you're talking about.
That's right. Be careful who you disparage and who
well, there was a brief period where the clouds parted and they started to understand how you beat a zone defense, and then it's like they forgot again and they went back to trying to take turns dribbling against it.
Well, they sprained an ankle. That's all.
Well, and the other guy was drunk.
The other guy was drunk.
He played like he was drunk. I don't know what he was doing, but this is Yeah, you should be able, when you see a zone in the NBA, you should either shoot him right out of it or cut it to ribbons.
And they're keeping the coach.
You just said that mean-spiritedly. Shoot it right out of it or cut it to ribbons.
You should.
I know, but it was like a little too angry for me.
Yeah,
We're having a happy time. Taylor Swift's in town. We don't want her hearing any negativity.
Well, I hope she's listening. Maybe this is what she uses to break away from other things. You know, I often will listen to FM after I leave here. So
you think Taylor's maybe, listening?
Maybe she's a big sports fan.
Yeah, don't make her mad. Your next song might be about Mully.
It would be. Now we got bad blood. No. It would be more of a, like, you know, hey, that guy's got style and I like Harry Styles. Like Mully.
Someone write Taylor Swift's like clapback song about a breakup with Mully.
Who's more androgynous, Mully or
I drove past Soldier Field on my way here.
Yeah, David was hanging out there. He stayed overnight.
I was saying that I mentioned the bustling activity or the people that I saw lingering near the bushes, it seemed. Before 5 a.m.
So here's the deal, because I found out about this morning. Apparently, these are people who don't have tickets, and they're not trying to get tickets. They're trying to get merchandise.
Yeah, it's the merch drop.
The merchandise tent opens at 10 o'clock, so people were getting to Soldier Field to get their place in line at 2 a.m.
Wow.
I can vouch for that, not that early, but when I was passing through there, I did take a spin through the museum campus out of curiosity.
Sure.
On my way just to see, because I'm
look
like,
at you.
What's going on? I wasn't good. You think I was doing it to get stuff.
Swifty?
No, he has already seen her in concert.
Oh, yeah. Last time she was here. Well, not last time she was here. 2014.
Are you going this weekend?
No, I'm not going. I did not try that.
Yeah, so Beth and Zoe have been, what, four times?
Yeah, my wife
are they
and girls
going this
have
weekend?
No, because remember what happened.
Oh, they went to Phoenix.
They couldn't get tickets here. They got tickets to the opening show of the tour in Phoenix. And went.
What about the big shot old man? He didn't step up and call for some tickets?
I think he means you, Dan.
Oh,
that's you.
I don't know who you're talking about. No, that was
talk about Rod.
You did look confused.
That was Beth Bernstein Events and her business. That,
okay, you don't have anything to do with
it. Way more power in these things
can
than
I
my
ask
business.
A dumb question. When you say they're going for merch, you mean a T-shirt?
Yes.
Okay. But it's not. Is there something else that you get at a Taylor Swift concert that you?
I'm sure that there's
elsewhere?
Other stuff, but like from what I saw, at least on the news stories I was watching,
some apparel, maybe socks, stuff that is branded for this particular tour.
And,
okay. Yeah, the hoodies are really popular.
But big hoodies.
It's my understanding they exchange friendship bracelets and trade these off. Are those sold as well?
I guess, or they're made, and I was told that the folks over at B96 are actually looking for volunteers to make some friendship bracelets, so if you guys, after the show, want to head down the hallway, and David, I mean, it seems right up your alley.
They asked me.
You could then offer that to Taylor and be like, look, there's no bad blood here. I was making friendship bracelets.
See? You are, you know what's great about you, Lawrence, is you're looking big picture all the time.
I'm trying to.
Bringing people together.
Because if you look small picture in Chicago sports right now.
No, you don't want to do that.
Not great.
But I told David I'm now completely small picture with the White Sox. I mean, I'm looking at their season through a straw. Because if I somehow pull out of it, then I can't watch any more games.
That's kind of like Pedro takes the approach. Like one inning, one game. One pitch. There you go.
One kind of.
It's less painful that way, because then you open up the door to the kind of conversation we had earlier about the big
why didn't he have someone? Why didn't he have someone up when Liam came back? Mm. And why did he have Liam throw 30 pitches in his first night back like that in a one-run game?
That's an interesting idea.
Yeah, Lawrence has bad blood.
I'm about to turn heel on Pedro.
Yeah, Lawrence has soured on his buddy Pedro, and it hasn't taken very long.
I mean, most of this stuff is not his fault, and it is not within his control. But the stuff that is within his control
is not good.
Well, Ozzy said he would be manager of the year, just didn't say what year.
That's true. Yeah.
Or with what organization.
Or with what level of, you know, could be.
How are you going to handle Taylor Swift in town?
We are going to talk about it.
Well,
oh,
here
good.
We go. I asked. I know you're building the show around it.
It's on the list of things that we will discuss.
Yeah, because there's another concert that will be part of that discussion as well that we need to figure out how that's going down and how they how they curated that particular lineup.
See, theirs is goes doon doon doon, and mine goes doon 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 doon. Wow. See that little change?
With your White Sox.
Oh.
I think I just saw the moment your heart broke.
Oh. But Rob Bass will also be there, so that's good.
Because it takes two to make a thing go right.
Yeah, but DJ Easy Rock passed away in like 2014.
Well, now so it takes one to make a thing go right. they had to change it. Well, they had Sox math. It took two, but he's dead. So now it takes one. It'll go right. It'll go kind of right. Joe Ostrowski. Joe Ostrowski is going to join us at 11:25. Cameron Smith, host of Inside the Association on Stadium and the NBA Finals, 12:25. Josh Nelson, Sax Machine podcast co-host. He's going to be in studio, I believe.
Yes.
As usual.
So, I like him.
Cool stuff. Hey, like be careful if you're near Wacker and Monroe, by the way, if you're walking around the city this weekend.
What's happening?
I told you that, you know, we have a robin's nest above our door and we walk out and the robins buzz the tower and they get all mad at us. Well, a pair of peregrine falcons has a nest at Wacker and Monroe, and they are apparently at the stage where they're dive bombing people who get too close.
Is it Matt Schaub? Or?
Just be careful because that's not a robin.
This is some Yeats poem going wrong.
That's got like, what, the widening gyre? The
exactly.
The falcon cannot hear the falconer.
Yes.
Desmond Ritter?
Very good.
Round and round the widening gyre.
Yeah, that's a show, guys. It's a terrifying poem.
It is.